Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Time for a late movie review. There are plenty of films I have not seen that I probably should have, and so I've been watching them slowly but surely through the weeks.
Yeah, this week I set you the homework of watching Commando.
Yeah.
20 years before Liam Neeson's daughter was kidnapped in Taken, it happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he had to go and kick some butt.
Yeah, look, I definitely watched it. It was a nice 90-minuter, which meant that yes. I did take the time to sit down.
That's mainly the reason I gave it to you.
I had a lot of thoughts, including one particular kind of area of plot that I didn't think they touched on.
I think you've invented a subplot. Dying to know what this is.
That's definitely what's happened. This was my thoughts. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know what to expect. I haven't seen a lot of his stuff anyway. Guess we'll find out. Oh, my God. Oh, the close-up on Arnie's arm. And I love how it's not even in, like, a, like, sexualized way. It's just a weird close-up of random parts of his arms. We get it. He has muscles. Oh, my goodness. That's Alyssa Milano. Oh, my gosh, she's a little baby here. Oh, I'm not charmed now.
I'll be back.
Is that the real I'll be back? Or is that in another film and they've just reused it? It didn't sound strong enough to be the official I'll be back, surely. Can we talk about the fact that Arnie can't act? It's true. Like, his accent and the muscles is all he's got. I mean, his daughter has just been kidnapped. Sorry, spoiler alert, but his daughter's been kidnapped. He doesn't really seem to mind. He's just sort of like, oh no. Also, it's just bad parenting. Okay, I just want you to know that if I'm casually walking down the street and you are an ex-soldier who needs to save their daughter, I do not really have time to help you. People will notice if I don't arrive home. I'm not going to casually jump in a car and help you. I also will not trust you immediately. You need to prove yourself to me. There's no time for that in a situation like this, so don't bail me up. All right, here's what I want to say. We all know how this is going to end, so I'm just going to take the time here for a rant. I think this film has a subplot. I think this film isn't actually about an ex-soldier who's trying to save his daughter. It seems that Arnie has used her for bait. I think this film is about an ex-soldier who adopted his ex-wife's baby to another man. He doesn't really want her, but what he does want is revenge on his ex-soldier mate. So he uses the child as bait in a house to be kidnapped so that he has an excuse to then chase after her and get the bad guys. Well, look, I've watched Commando. And in watching Commando, I feel like I've seen every single action movie there ever has been to see in the history of the world. It wasn't bad. I love the fact that it was 90 minutes. You do not see this kind of action in a 90-minute film anymore. For that reason, I'm going to rate it a little higher. Didn't hate it, just didn't love it. It's 3.5 chickens out of 5.
Good, strong review. There's a reason why it feels like every action movie ever made, because this kind of was the template of just a tough guy with a gun blowing things up.
It was really good to see that happen, but not over a 3-hour long film. I'm looking at you, Batman. But look, I just don't think he cared enough about his daughter for it to actually have been his daughter.
I don't think that that's an actual part of the text, but it's a really good idea for a movie.
You like it?
Write that, please.
I will.